Do you want to figure out how to pay for all of these things that are like every 3 weeks or every 6 weeks or every 8 weeks when it comes to your hair, your nails, all of the things that make you look oh so beautiful?
So we have our clients create a glam up fund, all things like beauty care and personal care and all that. And we are going to teach you this specific podcast episode. It's going to teach you exactly how to budget for that.
It's exciting. Let's get into it.
Do you make good money but have nothing to show for it?
Are you tired of living paycheck to paycheck?
Do you have big dreams for your financial future?
Do you want to get debt-free, but you don't want to live on beans and rice?
Or you don't want to give up those pumpkin spice lattes?
Hey, it's okay if you don't already know how to budget or if you're using credit cards to get through the month.
Hey, it's okay if you want to seem like you have your finances all together or you're not on the same page with your spouse when it comes to finances.
We know what you're doing probably isn't working, but guess what? You're in the right place. We're Shayna
and Vanessa. We're best friends, business partners, and master financial coaches trained by Dave Ramsey. We've been in business since 2019, helping hundreds of amazing people like you create budgets, get out of debt, stop living paycheck to paycheck, and know exactly what to do with their money.
In this podcast, we'll share with you everything we know, plus everything we're working on with our clients so that you have the best chance at reaching your financial goals.
We want to help you take the guesswork out of your budget, improve your marriages, and even bring your kids in on the conversation.
We can help you no matter where you're at, whether you're the single mom who's never had $500 in her savings account or the millionaire who's paid off 4 real estate mortgages.
And we're not going to shy away from the tough love. We'll tell you what you need to hear and encourage you at the same time.
This is the Ideal Balance Podcast.
All right, so listen, there's something about being bougie on a budget, okay? That's our new saying. We hope you love it.
All of our clients like it. You guys, let us know from the podcast if you love it, because all of our clients are like, yep, that's me.
Yes, and so we have a lot of people that listen to Dave Ramsey. We love him. And they go, okay, that's too scorched earth. It's too paralyzing. It's too living minimally with rice and beans or whatever. That is not how I want to live. And they listen to us and they're like, this is more our vibe. So what that means for us is having these savings buckets. Like a glam up fund, like a gifts fund, like medical, travel, savings for Christmas. So we want to save for these things ahead of time. And what this podcast is going to show you is how to do that effectively.
How many times do you guys think that we have a client that's like, but I'm going to get my nails done. I'm still doing my nails. And I'm like, I didn't tell you you couldn't do your nails. Like, that's not my job. You do your nails, girl. You go, girl. But what is frustrating for them maybe is how often it's like, can I get one bill a month? No, you can't, because your hair grows however fast it's going to grow and your nails chip as fast as they're going to chip or whatever. I don't even know. But so what you want to do is systemize this. And that's what we're here to tell you, exactly how to budget, how to plan, how to do all the things when it comes to these specific items for your glam up fund, which we call it glam up. Vanessa said you could call it personal care. You could call it whatever, but glam up is more fun. So do that. So the first step, you could open a whole account called glam up and you can be like, and then after you open it and put money in it, you can flip your hair and be like,
done. Okay. Yes. So how you want to look at this at the end of year, right? So your savings buckets, when you're doing any of them, it's like, how much do I spend in this category in a year? So we recommend you first print out our savings bucket template. You can find it in the show notes. The link is there. So what you want to do is look at it and go, how much do I spend on facials in a year? I'm just going to give some examples. Maybe you don't have all these. Maybe you don't. Maybe you need to add some extras. It's fine. How much do I spend on my eyebrows getting those done in a year?
Hold on. When you say a year, let's break that down, because it doesn't.
Well, I think what I mean to say is, how many times do you do it in a year? So like, how many times do you go get facials in a year? How many times do you go get your eyebrows done, get your lashes, get your hair done? How many times do you buy makeup in a year?
I have a client that gets her nails done every 3 weeks. I'm like, okay. So for her, she's like, every 3 weeks. I'm like, nope. Shayna's brain don't work that way. We're working in months here. We're working in budget months. So what we want to do is, okay, if it's every 3 weeks, guess what? There's 52 weeks in a year. So I'm going to divide 52 by 3, which is going to come out to a stupid number. So I'm going to round that up, because we're always going to slightly round up just in case, because they're going to increase their rates anyway. You know that, girl. Anyway, so then we're doing 18. She's got 18 times a year. Okay, so if I know 18 times a year, I'm going to divide that by 12. And that's how much I know I'm going to set aside just for my nails into this glam up every month, which in this case is $90 for her. We're just going to set that aside. every month, which doesn't mean every month she goes to do it or not every month that she have twice that she goes to do it. It's just always there whenever she needs it.
Yeah. What we're saying is she's going every 3 weeks, mm-hmm. which means in a whole year, she gets that done 18 times mm-hmm. and it costs $60 a time. So you do the math and you come out to, okay, so now she needs $90 a month consistently. If she puts $90 a month for just her nails
right.
in a savings bucket, she's going to be funded for the whole year every time.
Right? Yeah, it's always going to be there. If she has a month where she has two, if she doesn't, the money's always going to already be there. And by the way, when we're talking about that, make sure that amount, so we put that 60, her nails are 45 and she has a $15 tip or whatever. Make sure you budget that in. We're not trying to figure that out in the moment and find the money. Just do the whole budget. It's going to feel better to have it all set aside.
I was just going to say that please make sure you factor in tip. My clients always forget to do that. And I'm like, and does that include tip? They're like, oh no. And I'm like, okay.
And let's just always, and then we have a lot, I have a lot of clients, I'm not sure if yours do, the glam up is a lot of times in cash. Mm-hmm. And so just knowing you're walking in there with enough cash for the service and the tip is just, that's the bougie on the budget kind of person you want to be, girl.
And I would say your person appreciates that you're using cash. They yeah. do, because it's less than oh, they yeah. have to, it's just less math they have to do in their brain, and they appreciate having the cash. They're all small business owners, so let's honor that.
Yeah, and I actually, one of our clients is a hairdresser, and we were just talking about the hundreds of dollars of fees that she pays because the credit card company just passes it on to small business. So you're getting the quote unquote points and she's paying so much fees every month just so she's not actually getting that whole price that you're paying. So anyway, let's just keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's just cash. So you're going to do that same process for all of the things because that's the thing with Glam Up, your waxing, your eyebrows, your hair. It's all like incremental.
Different months yeah. or yeah. different times, so, different weeks.
Unless you're like me and I tell my son you get one haircut a month and we're all done. And I don't have time for every 2 weeks or every 3 weeks or whatever. We're just doing it once a month. Sometimes you're going to look like you're homeless. Sometimes you're not. It's going to be great.
Yeah, normally the guys' haircuts are always in the budget because that's pretty consistent every month. But for the ladies, we have this Glam Up Fund and it covers your hair, your makeup, your nails, your eyebrows, like facials. Maybe you have massages in here. But remember, we're trying to figure out how many times do you do this in a year, and you're going to put that in the sheet so you get a total amount at the bottom of how much are you going to budget monthly for this, and the money is always going to be available. Right now is a good time to head over to myidealbalance.com/budget template to grab our free one-page budget template.
Yeah, you're going to love it because it's, first of all, it's free. Who doesn't love free, especially when you're trying to get started with budgeting? But we have looked at all the other options. We've had you come to us with all the other options. This is the simplest budget ever. It's all on one page. It's nice and clean. It's actually a little pretty. And it breaks it down in the simplest way so that you can just get started. No excuses. Because it's that simple, you can just start putting stuff in there and get started today.
Yes, there's 5 categories. All you need is 5 simple categories to write your stuff down. And you can use it right along with this episode right now.
So don't forget, go to myidealbalance.com/budget template. We'll see you there. Yeah, and it's just going to be such a game changer. And this is how you be bougie on a budget. Yeah. So now you know that money is always there. You're setting it aside. You're planning. It's already there. It's amazing. It feels really good. And so you can put that in there. If you have kids that you do this with, you want to make sure you include that. I did have a single mom and her daughter. One of the things that they love to do is go get their nails done together. So it was always in their Glam Up Fund. And again, we're not telling you not to do this. This is another, that's not coming out of the budget. The first day I'm like, listen, girl, I'm not here to tell you to take it out of the budget. We're going to figure out how to make this work and make sure that it can work.
And I also think it's going to allow you the freedom to get some of this stuff done. So a lot yeah, of
right.
women feel like, oh, now that I'm on a budget, I can't do this stuff. Even if there's money left over, even when there's a lot of extra, they feel like they are not capable or they feel shamed to be able to budget this stuff in. Girl, it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Let's be real. If you don't budget it in, you're going to pull from mm-hmm. groceries or somewhere, Christmas fund, birthday, something, to make it happen. So let's just put it in the budget mm-hmm. on purpose. Shana said, schedule out how many times in a year you do each individual, you know, a line item. Mm-hmm. And then so you consistently know how much you need to save. So when it happens, when it comes, tip and everything, it's covered.
Yep. And there's no more surprises. There's no more, where am I going to pull this from? It's just going to be such a great system. What it will allow you to do is see how much you're spending on all of this. And for one of my clients, she realized, okay, if I just go ahead and pay up front for a package, mm-hmm. for some of these things, you can buy a package. And so it lasts the whole year. I'm going to save so much money. So I'm going to do that. But she didn't know how much she was spending on it until we did this math together and we figure out what we're actually doing every month. So you want to make sure, or this gives you the opportunity to purchase some of those if you, and you'll know. So sometimes they give you a deal or a special and you're like, am I saving money? I don't know.
But let me do the math.
Yeah. But now you'll have the math. And like Vanessa, like we talked about, make sure you take this whole, all of these totals and you're setting it over into a savings bucket. And we're telling you name it, Glam Up, or Princess, your name, whatever you need to do, just make it, just own being bougie. We're fine with it. You're fine with it. Everybody's fine with it. It's fun. And then we always teach with your paycheck, what you can do is whatever that monthly amount, each paycheck, set that aside into that, make it automatic. And then you're automatically a princess. That's what I got out of it.
Yeah. And we talk about sometimes it's better to pay for this stuff in cash. Sometimes it's better to have a savings account. So if you want to do it digitally or cash, however you want to do it, just set the money aside, have it available so you can feel good about it. Your hubby's not wondering how it's getting all paid for, right?
Yeah.
It's all done. And then you can just walk out of that knowing you planned ahead. I think that is one of the biggest things is like, I'm paying cash for this stuff and I'm planning ahead because I'm crushing adulthood.
That's what's happening. And like Vanessa said earlier, this really does give you the freedom to spend because now I've looked at the budget in total. I know what this is all costing me and I'm not guessing. It's not a guessing game anymore. It's not a hoping game. It's there and I know it's there versus where we are before, we just swipe and hope. Swipe and maybe we don't hope. Maybe we have no hope. I don't know. But we're swiping and hoping. And now this is what it means to be bougie in a budget. We have a lot of for it. We're going to be bougie, but it's in the budget, yo. It's in the budget.
Oh, yo. I like that.
But we're bringing it back. Yeah. We're bringing it back, homie.
So we hope this helped you. We hope this helped you, like Shana said, create the freedom to get this stuff done, to budget it in, plan for it ahead of time, and make it a monthly thing. So that way... And again, anything that we teach, you're going to hear us say, we want you to be as consistent as possible and allowing you to get a total year amount of money that you spend on this stuff, dividing it by 12 and putting it in your monthly budget is going to do that for you.
Yeah. And just one more pro tip, like we said, do not be afraid to round up. Not a lot. Okay. Let's be realistic, but round up. If it's 74, you can go ahead and go to 80 or whatever. Just add that buffer for inflation, for whatever in there. You don't have to make like decimal math. We're not here for that. We're for zeros. Okay. We like zeros and we like to add whole numbers. Okay.
My budget, like all my clients, if they give me anything with a cents, I'm like, we're rounding up. I'm not doing any cents in budgets.
We're like the IRS that way. Yes. Just round up. It's fine. Okay. That's what we have for you. We hope it helps. Let us know if it helps. If you have questions, pop over into our Facebook group. It's on Facebook. You just go search financial coaching for women. And then you can be like, we can compare prices and see how much we're all spending on our own.
Yes. And find that savings bucket tracker in the show notes.